بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Hazret İbrahim bin Adam rahmetullahi aleyh is the student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmetullahi aleyh. Together with being a king, he's a faqih and he's a muhaddis as well. And he's a king around a time where Balkh is about the wealthiest trade port in the world. Even now, Balkh, part of Afghanistan, is full of untapped minerals. Just that they don't have, or they don't afford, the machinery to take them out. And they're not interested in the Western assistance. Whatever the reason, Allah Pak knows. So now he's this person. If you just go and evaluate the quarters that he was living in, it will be over 10 billion, 20 billion. In the present economy, that's the value of the quarter that he's living. And there was something that struck him. You see, Allah Pak likes his servants, and everybody gets an opportunity. Sometimes it's an experience. Sometimes it is a thought that passes the mind. Sometimes it's one bayan. But something happens, and there's a whole revolution in his mind. Hazrat Sayyid Mawla Badri Alam Sahib Rahmatullahi is still studying, and he's studying some degree or something, and he listens to the bayan of Hazrat Mawla Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullahi. And then something just struck him, and he says to his father that, "I'm just forsaking the studies altogether." Father shouted him, tried to beat him. So he says to his father, "I'll die, but I won't go back to college." So the father had taluk with Hazrat Mawla Sahanpuri Sahib Rahmatullahi and complained about his sons. He put him so that he can be self-sufficient. He doesn't depend on anybody. But now, he's just heard one bayan, and he's totally abandoned everything. So Mawla asked, told him that count it as a blessing. He saw the path of Jannat, and he's moving on that end. So count it as a blessing, not as a curse. So generally when we see people inclined towards deen, then we think to ourselves, but how is he going to sustain life? But we don't realize the one that blessed him with this inclination will bless him with sustenance as well. He'll sustain him. And you are showing one path, and you feel that that is the path that will sustain. And one is the thing that Allah Pak has blessed him with. When Allah Pak has blessed him with it, then Allah Ta'ala will take care. Because now he'll be the man of Allah Ta'ala. In the first case, he's the man of the world. And here he's going to be the man of Allah Ta'ala. If your reliance is so much on the world, then don't you have the reliance and trust in Allah Ta'ala that he's put himself on this line, and the one that has put him on this line, that he will take care. واذكر عبادنا إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب أولي الأيدي والأبصار إنا أخلصناهم بخالصة ذكر الدار إبراهيم إسحاق يعقوب عليه السلام So we kept them exclusive for the hereafter that they must talk about it they must encourage people about the hereafter So they were blessed You see, one person doesn't have that blessing and is chasing, right? Chasing the dunya. And the other one is blessed with the remembrance of the hereafter. And not that he can't sustain himself. Allah Ta'ala sustains him. Right? It's a world of Allah Ta'ala and Allah Ta'ala arranges for everybody. All that come onto his dasturkhan, then he arranges for them. Now for us to think that how will he sustain himself, what has he got, really is not right thinking. As Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib used to say, that the person that is doing the work of Allah Ta'ala with sincerity, sincere and is dedicated and he doesn't have that hope and the trust that Allah Ta'ala will take care of him then he's a fasiq because this is the promise of Allah Ta'ala وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُ supporting Allah Ta'ala and Allah Ta'ala is giving you the assurance that I'll take care So Allah is saying, I'll take care, and you still feel that what's going to happen, that means your thinking is not right, you're corrupt in your mind. So unfortunately the whole world has turned in that direction. Okay, if he's going to do this dini work, then what will happen? The whole world is made to believe in that way. So up till now, the one that is sincere and is dedicated, I will see him suffering. Maybe he doesn't have the frills and the fancies, right? But he has the requirements. According to his standards and his living, Allah Ta'ala provides for him. And the frills and the fancies, many a times, is not a blessing, it's an additional burden. Because now, you're living in a life of frills, life of thrills, right? When you're living in that life, then you have to sustain that life. Because you are afraid now, what will people say? That you used to do this, you should drive around this car, and you used to splash money like this on dawahs and going out, etc. And now you can't do it. So that person is living in the minds of people. This person is a free man. That person is living in the minds of people. So he is actually a captive, a prisoner. He's a prisoner, but he's living in prison all the time. And if I don't keep to the standards of the people around me, then I'll be looked down upon, I'll be despised. So, our ulama say, the person that is supposed to be pitied is not the person that is average, or a little below average, but the wealthy person. Because as a constant fikr now, I must live in that bracket. I must live according to my circle. So he has to live it up, right? Spend, etc., so that he can fit within the bracket. And if he doesn't, then that's a heartache for him now. How will I appear amongst people? He's got this expense, and he's got that to take care of, and that to fly with, right? And that to drive in. And that type of house to live in, right? So he's living in the minds of people. And he has to just maintain himself there. So he's afraid now of how will people see him. So is he living an independent life or a life of a subject? Life of a prisoner. So anyway, But what Sang Purisa told him, consider this as a great, great blessing that he chose to come here. He left that path to come onto the path of Jannat. And you may bring him over and we will take him along. And true, he excelled and he excelled. One of the leading students of the Shah Sahib Rahmatali. Then he was responsible to write that Faizul Bari and Tarjuman Sunnah. And then it was the latter part of his life, he moved away to Madina Munawara. A lot of South Africans had taken Taluk and Biyat with him. And he passed away, buried in Jannatul Baqi. And the Baqi has it that every 1-2 years they recycle the grave, sometimes 5 years, 2 years. So they exhumed the grave about 10 times and they found the body was still the same as it was placed into the qabr. So they marked it off, that this grave mustn't be exhumed again. So what we think and how Allah Pak makes it work. But the condition is you are dedicated and sincere. Dedicated and sincere. Anytime the book of Deen, my mind is just on that. Right? So that's the promise of Allah Ta'ala. Qala yansuranna Allah, I will help you. So don't you believe, don't you trust. If the wealthy person tells you, don't worry, I will take care of you, all your requirements, medical, for travel, your holidays, your children's education, I will take care. Then don't you have confidence in him? If Allah Pak says, I will take care, then aren't we supposed to be having the trust? So we're talking of Ibrahim bin Adham Rahmatullahi. Right. And he's in a deep sleep and he's hearing some footsteps on the roof. That's where his whole story starts off. Hearing some footsteps on the roof. That's what they say. Teri taraf bhi kisi ka karam ka sadqa hai, ye kadam uthte nahi hai, uthaye jaate hai. See, the fact that you are blessed to come into a nice mahol, right? Mahol is not of your own doing. It is the blessings of some pious soul that has driven you here. It's the blessing of the pious soul that has brought you here. See, sometimes you can't see it, and sometimes the pious person also can't see it. Right? It's like the blessings is like the sun, right? So all people don't understand that the radiance is from the sun, right? They don't understand. But for them to take the benefit of the sun, do they need to acknowledge? They don't need to say sun. Do they need to acknowledge? But they're getting the grace of the sun. And the sun is for all and sundry. The sun also doesn't know who is blessing and who's not blessing. See? But how you make out that this person is radiating, he's radiating nur, reading blessings, how it will make out, is if that person is not around, say for example, is gone on a journey or something, right? Then you find the void, or that absence of his, or that duration, you find a void. And if he's gone forever, you see a great void. Anas ibn Malik says, مَا أَنْفَدْنَا أَيْدِيَنَا بَعْدَ الدَّفْنِ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَقَدْ أَنْكَرْنَا قُلُوبُنَا. Right? See, we had hardly just buried Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and not even dusted our hands. And we saw the change in her heart. You know, almost that nur and the blessings and the power that was being generated. And then we hardly buried, hardly dusted our hands, and we saw that it was gone. So, sometimes it's the radiance of that individual. And that radiance of the individual is noticed when he is not around. Even for a short duration, he's not there. And if he's gone permanently, then you see, it's a big change now, a dramatic change. What we used to be doing, and how our minds were, and how we are going, and we don't see the same type of consistency now. No drive, no motivation, we don't see it now. So we're talking about this Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayh, and I said, teri talab bhi kisi ka karam ka sadqa hai. So you don't think that you're in the path of Allah Ta'ala learning righteousness, then it's of your own. It's someone's dua. Some big buzurg and his dua, and his dua has just turned your heart. It's flipped your heart. It's brought about the change. Maulana Sheikh Muhammad Sahib, he had one murid. So the murid himself had excelled very, very well. So the murid came to see him once, and the Sheikh is telling him, alright, well, Sheikh Muhammad Sahib is telling him, see, just close that door. He had to close the door, and he saw that the radiance of the heart is just vanished. So then the Sheikh told him, see, you may have excelled, right? But remember that radiance is coming from the same door. So uski qadar karna. When it's coming from the door that is giving it to you, then appreciate it. Now when you have excelled now, don't think now that I don't need this thing here, and I have excelled of my own. Understand it came from a certain door, from the Mr. Sheikh it came from. So appreciate that. Now you will feel to yourself that no, I've worked, and I've escalated, then you're in the wrong lane. Then the thing will just get extinguished. And then you'll be turning your palms, I had that, and now that's gone. And I have been enjoying that, and that is just gone now. So Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayh, and Allah Pak wanted to bless him. So it is the prerogative of Allah Ta'ala who he wants to bless. We can't ask, now why did Allah Pak bless this person and why didn't he bless that person? See, the world belongs to him. We read that and we listen to that all the time. Lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard. Lillahi mulku samawati. The whole kingdom, the sovereign belongs to him. And it belongs to him, then he can make the adjustments as he wants. What adjustments he wants, he can make. Can you ask him now, why did you make this adjustment for that person? He was walking on that lane, and now you made an adjustment for him. Can you ask another? He not la yusallu amma yafal. He is not answerable to anybody. But yes, you are answerable. But generally, these changes come on account of some person's dua, or the respect that you show, the respect, the kindness that you show, on account of the kindness and the respect that you show, Allah doesn't forget, He remembers. and then he blesses you. We show for the Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi, and the turning point in his life. So they say about him, was a royal wrestler. So you are a royal wrestler, that you are supported and you are respected accordingly, because you are royal. There's a showpiece, the king's showpiece. Now, one weak person, and he challenged Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi, frail, thin, no muscles, nothing. And he's challenging, he's taking on the Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi. Anyway, before the bout, you know, before the encounter, he whispers into Junaid Baghdadi in his ears, "I am from the family of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and I am struck with poverty. And this is what brought me to the ring." So when the Junaid heard this, he cried, and with one stroke, he allowed that person to drop him. Now people are amazed now, and one stroke and he just allowed himself to be dropped. Second time, third time. So then he saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that you respected my progeny, so we will honor you. See? So many a times, this type of fortunes come out of respect. This morning I've been speaking about it, the importance of the respect. And I spoke about Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahmatullahi, where he postponed the lessons just on account of that student showing some disregard. You know, small little thing of disregard, how we think of it, disregard. He considered it a small thing, and that entire group got deprived for months of lessons. So the good that we get, when we acknowledge, we respect the avenues. It's not like the secular education. Secular education is just for money, right? So that may be nothing altogether, right? But this is connecting you to Allah Ta'ala. When it's connecting you to Allah Ta'ala, then it requires that level of respect, muhabbat, acknowledgement, right? So you see people like Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullahi is a leading student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi. So then, what level of acknowledgement and appreciation he shows. So in his story, in his biography, you find two things. His son passed away, very fond of the child, and simultaneously is the class of Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi. So he says his friends and his family, "You will arrange for the ghusl, kafan and dafan, and I am going to class. I can't miss out one day's lesson of Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi. It'll be so hurtful to me that the wealth of the world will not be able to compensate this. So you all arrange this, I'll go to class." He used to say himself, after Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi has gone, he says, "My aspiration now is, if Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi, if I could help it, you know, I will give away half of all my wealth just to sit with Abu Hanifa for one day. Just to sit with him for one day, I'll give my half of my wealth." But you see the allegiance, the respect in the life and after death. That's Abu Yusuf rahmatullahi. The second thing you see in his life, you would say that normally in your dua, you start off with yourself, then you move on to your parents, and then your asatiza. Fili wali walidiyya wali asatizi, right? But my bond with my teachers are such that when I start my dua for me, then immediately my asatiza, my mashayikh, I make dua for them, and then I move on to my parents. But he says now, I was absolutely nothing. Nothing else, right? Now, in the time of Harun al-Rashid, I am posted to the position of Qazi al-Quzat, the head of all the judges in the Islamic State, right? This is just the blessings of Abu Hanifa Rahmatullahi. Varna, kaha me aur kaha ye nikah te gul. Right? Kaha me aur kaha ye nikah te gul. Right? Then, Naseem Saba teri meherbani. Kaha me aur kaha ye nikah te gul. Naseem Saba teri meherbani. Some of our elders, and when they are at the Kaaba Sharif or they are at the Roza Mubarak, then they cry and say this, kaha me aur kaha ye nikah te gul. Kaha me aur kaha ye nikah te gul. Naseem Saba teri meherbani. It's poetic language, what he's saying. Where can I deserve to be standing here? Where do I deserve to be standing here? One person complained to me. I've been emphasizing about more than making too much of Umrah, increasing our love and our respect for these places. Be it Makkah Mukarrama, be it Medina Munawwara. But proportionate to your love and respect is the benefit that you will derive. It's not how much you will do, but how much of respect, how much of love, how much of attachment, what importance you show. Right? Are you just doing it as a routine? You don't show the love, you don't show the respect, you don't show the attachment, right? Then you can get deprived as well. So one person, a long time, so he tells me, you know, that come here and the diversity of women, you know, coming, coming from all parts of the world, whether it's China, whether it's Japan, whether it is Russia, whether it is Indonesia, and the diversity, variety. And how do you restrain your eye? No, things you never see, beauty like you can't imagine. You saw that in one glance, and you see so much. And now, how do you restrain? So I told him, see, this is the place nearly all the Anbiya alayhi salam set foot on. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived in this place for approximately 53 years of his life. Right? 40 years pre-Nubuwwat and 13 years after Nubuwwat. 53 years. The greatest of Anbiya, the seal of all the prophets. Right? That the place that he's resting is a consensus of all the ulama, that the place that he's resting is even greater than the arsh. That's the place where the Bisham is resting. Right? So now, Allah Ta'ala has brought us, just by His infinite grace, to the greatest of places. All the Anbiya, they set foot here. The Bisham lived here, set foot here. Right? The greatest of the Sahaba Kiram, greater than all the Uliya and the Kutubs and the Abdals, they came here. Right? Then all the awliya that we know of, Hazrat Hasan Basri, etc., they set foot here. Then the Mujahideen, all they came here. Right? Then the great, great Imams, they were here. Right? And now, just by the infinite mercy of Allah Ta'ala, we setting our foot here. And can we make any namak haram here? Can we do this thing? No? It's such a place. And we despicable people come here, don't show the respect to the place, and get distracted with all these things here. Then, are we eligible to be here? we're supposed to be kicked out. But Allah Pak in His mercy, He brought us here. So those that were blessed was because of some respect. Respect, adab, right, muhabbat. They showed that sometimes it was just one visit and it just made a whole change in her life, in their life. One visit, and that one visit was a dramatic change in their life. The Kaaba Sharif is Tajalli Gahe Akbar. What? Tajalli Gahe Akbar. It's a center where Allah Ta'ala's special Noor is being expressed. What? Right? Allah's special Noor is being expressed. That's the place, Kaaba Sharif. The awliya and the great, they perceive it straight away. They can make it out. Right? Now we are like immature children. A child is immature. Does he understand what a woman is like? You know, so we don't have that. But these people, Allah Pak brought them to that level of maturity, they can perceive that Noor. So Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi, we talk about him and he's proceeding for Hajj. As he comes here and he doesn't find that special Noor, he doesn't find the presence of that special exclusive Noor. So he's scratching head. Normally I perceive the special Noor at this spot here. And on this visit to the Kaaba Sharif, I don't find it, I don't see it. What has happened? So Allah Ta'ala showed him that that Noor has gone to receive as Rabia Basriya rahmatullahi. See that? Anyway, he inquired from the Rabia Basriya that special Noor that is perceived at this spot here, right? That came to receive you. What happened? So she explained, you see, throughout your journey to the Baytullah, you are reading namaz, you know, at this place, at that place, at that place, until you arrived. So you are bowing down, you are making sajda, you put your head onto the ground throughout the journey, right? But from the time I commenced my journey till I reached here, my heart was in a constant state of sajda. So, the different organs get rewarded according to the status. So what's the most important thing in you? It's the heart. You get an architect, right? And he designs something. So for the 1 hour, he may charge you 50,000, right? Won't he? In 1 hour, he'll do some work, some scratches, all that. Build you for 40,000. And now you got one informal worker to just clean up all that. And he worked for 8 hours. And if you give him 300, hey, boss, give him food, even more. Give him a traveler's, boy, I'm your slave now. If you work 7 hours, give him 300 and a meal and whatever else, travel allowance. And here, he just put his mind, 1 hour's work, and he pulled you for 50,000. Happily you paid him. See? So, according to your expertise, the goodness is the reward. So, she worked according to her goodness. And she allowed her heart to be in the state of sajda right till she reached this maqam. Ibrahim, you also, but only your forehead at certain spots, the spots, right? Yeah, right through the journey, from the commencement right till here, I was just in the state of sajda. Kahan mein aur kahan ye nikah te gul, naseem saba teri meherbani. So, when we're in this place here, then what must be the frame of the mind? That frame of the mind has to be changed. You see someone doing something, alright, someone may take off his shoes, coming into the haram. Alright, we will not condemn him, right? But if you want to imitate him, but do you have that level of respect, or is this an imitation? Is it an imitation, or it is a deep-rooted love, deep-rooted respect? So, aaj jis cheez ki kami hai, wo ye hai. That love, that respect, that muhabbat, that attachment. That's why that article that was read, the Shaykh, I think this morning or some other day, through the blessings of these pious souls, give us just a fraction of the love of the Sahaba Kiram that they had for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So can you imagine now that how their hearts may have been brimming with love, gushing with love. What was the level? So they did that sacrifice because of that quality of love. So this is what we have to invest in, that quality of love. And how can we improve on that? I said adab, respect, glorifying, understanding, trying to understand the favors of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the favors of the Sahaba Kiram, right? If it wasn't for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where we would have been? I say, if it wasn't for his Mubarak teachings, we would have been worse than animals. Definitely. See, those that aren't blessed with the teaching of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, see their behavior. Right? Man to man, and what, just carry on. Worse than animal behavior. You don't see a normal animal doing something like this. So, these are all the blessings or the bounties of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that you are what you are. And minus him then, what are you? You are just an absolute liability, a waste, a poor piece of filth. So because of his blessings, you are what you are. Otherwise you aren't anything. So, the world, what it needs this day is that level of respect, muhabbat, and attachment, bonding. But not a bonding that is conditional or temporary. It must be a permanent feature all the time. Right? Always. That with a deep acknowledgement that whatever came from here. That is why you end your namaz with acknowledgements to Nabi Sallam, don't you? Right? First, we start off with sana, praising Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala, this is just your favor. But then, the one that brought this to you was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It was the blessings of Allah Ta'ala, but who brought it to you? Right? Existence is the blessing of Allah Ta'ala. Did anybody make you besides Allah Ta'ala? Right? Did anybody? The existence is purely Allah Ta'ala's. Could anybody make you? No. But throughout your life, the one that carried you and brought you to the service of the world, you feel indebted, your parents, right? They brought you, they cared for you, they spoiled you, they did a lot of things, right? But did they make you? Were they the people who had a natural love? It was Allah's love that was transferred into their hearts that is supposed to be displayed onto the child. So everything was from Allah Ta'ala. But throughout your life, then you don't want them to be insulted, disregarded, disrespected. Right? Throughout life or dead, you want to show respect, muhabbat, and an acknowledgement. So therefore, at the end of your namaz, You have to do that acknowledgement. According to Imam Shafi rahmatullahi, you don't read Durood Sharif, then that namaz is not right, not valid. For us, it is an emphasized sunnah, right? Emphasized, you have to read that. But according to Imam Shafi, if you don't do it, then that namaz is not valid. Acknowledgements. See? So, we haven't understood this. Acknowledgement. How much, so. Aaj kya din hai? See? Jumairat. In Surat, you know, sometimes you go, once or twice, holidays went to Surat. So the Surat got his own tradition, beggars or something about the Jumairat, Barirat, Bal Bacho Ki Khir Khirat. Then they'll make dua for you. Allah Ta'ala, Tujhe Haji Namaji Bana De. Allah Ta'ala Tujhe Haji Namaji Bana De. So people taught them, Khud Namaz Se Padhta Nahi. Aur Dusre Ko Dua Dete. But you see this. So the Jumairat, that's the day to score in reciting Durood Sharif. How much you can read. But for the man that did so much for you, as though he died for you, sacrifices upon sacrifice, everything, with a cheerful heart. And then we can't take out just some few moments just to pass on, read some Durood Sharif with dhyan, with muhabbat, with respect. Get your children, wife, all to do that. Durood Sharif, salawat and salam, with dhyan, with muhabbat, remind Nabi Sallam, my acknowledgements. I know I can't fulfill his rights. I know I am a nikamma. I can't do it. But accept my acknowledgements, a little bit. Accept it. So with that frame of mind, see, Allah likes us to show acknowledgement. Well, in shakartum, the aziz, and we want additional and show that. But the thing that is needed now is from more than a routine ibadat, make it a life ibadat. One is it's a routine, but now think about it, what Nabi Sallam did for you. And if it wasn't for him, tumhara kya hashar hota? Ha kya hal hota? Right? And you got all this because of him. And then, what level of appreciation, acknowledgement, and with what heart are you doing it? And once you think like that, then, kaam mein jaan par jata hai. Ibadat mein, jaan par jata hai. Ruh par jata hai. You have to think about it, and then you see the life, you see the goodness, you see the spirit and the color in it. Otherwise, it's like, food without any spice, no salt, no spice. Yeah? No spice, absolutely nothing, no salt, no spice. So that food becomes alive with all the spice. So the, your ibadat also becomes alive with acknowledgements, spirit of appreciation. Hum kahan the, aur Allah Ta'ala ne kis tarah se nawaza hai. What may be, and how Allah Ta'ala favored us. So keep thinking about this, being the Thursday night, then the hadith also encourages us, increase your Durood Sharif, but with a sense of appreciation, love, muhabbat, encourage others at home. I got to hear those that are at home, then take out some time for Durood Sharif. See, we call that kitab now, that Fazail al-Durood. Some section, 1-2 pages, try and explain to the children according to what appreciation is supposed to show. That motivates them. Allah Pak Tawfiq Naseeb Banaye.